I want to issue a not safe for work warning for this video, not because of anything that Lindsey Graham says or anything graphic on screen, but because I want to repeatedly reiterate that Lindsey Graham is a cuck for Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham is a sitting United States senator, somebody who has a lot of power in the United States, but he has decided to cede all of that power to Donald Trump intentionally so Trump can wage a war without congressional authority. So Donald Trump can place tariffs without congressional authority. Lindsey Graham has been on Fox News day in and day out, frothing at the mouth, wanting to send more troops to the Middle East, admitting that he is Israel first. He literally says it. I'll play it for you in just one moment. He admits that he's asking people in South Carolina to send their sons and daughters. I'll play it for you in just one moment. All the while, Lindsey Graham is at Disney World. He just got caught lying about being at Disney World. We have video of Lindsey Graham acquired by TMZ with the good old trusty TMZ watermark of him at Disney World. Listen, the rule here is not that like no politician can go to Disneyland. That's not what I'm saying. AOC can go to Disneyland. That would be fine. Like Bernie Sanders at Disney World would be okay. He has a family, right? But Lindsey Graham is asking people to send their sons and daughters to war overseas, as I'll show you in just one moment. He is mortgaging my generation's future with another endless war, and then he has the goal to take time off of the Senate and fly to Disney World. The more offensive part, in my opinion, is that he left his position as a senator to go to Disney World before even funding TSA. I mean, the Senate did do their job, to be fair. The Senate kind of did their job, but he dipped knowing that the House would likely shoot it down. Republicans do not care about the American people. Republicans will get busted going to Disney World, and there is more to the story that we're going to break down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocker feed. We are a Gen Z-built independent media company. We have, you know, young Gen Z editors. We have Gen Z people working the research, working our Substack, helping us debate, send out emails. Every single day we are building to make this country better. So subscribe to help us get the 2 million followers. And I guess I just want to say it's sickening watching people like Lindsey Graham, people like Donald Trump, other neocon boomers mortgaging off my generation's future. And whenever I say that, I get a lot of emails that say like, Adam, I'm a boomer and I'm not bad. And I just want to clarify, I'm not saying all boomers. I'm not saying any generation. I'm not trying to generalize at all. I'm saying specifically the neocon boomers like Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump, who are adding hundreds of billions to trillions of more onto our debt with more endless wars. The last Middle Eastern wars in the middle 2000s lasted 20 years and added $8 trillion to our debt. We now pay $1 trillion per year just on the interest of our debt. It is disgusting. It is despicable. And Lindsey Graham is out there on Fox News admitting that he's, quote, coming back to South Carolina, asking people to send their sons and daughters. That's what he says in this clip.
Up to our allies, step up, get our air bases out of Spain. They're not reliable. Move all those airplanes to a country that would let us use them when we're threatened by a regime like Iran. To our friends in Spain, man, you have lost your way. I don't want to do business with you anymore. I want our air bases out of Spain into a country that will let us use them. To our Arab friends, I've tried to help you construct a new Mideast. You need to up your game here. I can't go to South Carolina and say we're fighting and you won't publicly fight. What you're doing behind the scenes, that has to stop. The double dealing of the Arab world when it comes to this stuff needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast.
He says, I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast.
World when it comes to this stuff needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. What I want you to do in the Mideast, our friends in Saudi Arabia and other places, step forward and say, this is my fight too. I join America. I'm publicly involved in bringing this regime down.
Dude, this guy is a straight up warmonger. This guy wants all the countries to join a war that we unilaterally started. This is why he gets booed in his home state of South Carolina. This is him in 2023 at a rally getting booed in his home state. You can hear the audible boos because, believe it or not, even though Republicans online can be quite nasty and these Republican commentators are kind of shitty people and Lindsey Graham is an awful person, the average person at this rally on screen right here also doesn't want their taxpayers used and abused by people like Lindsey Graham right here while he's at Disney World just chilling the hell out talking about the Little Mermaid. I know that we have a lot of differences with the MAGA folks about who we elect and who we vote for and our views on Donald Trump, but at the end of the day, we really don't have that many differences. I've been to 50 different Trump rallies. Trust me, they're on my channel recorded, and I found that many of the Trump supporters are just like my liberal aunt or uncle who have been misguided and grew up in like Tennessee instead of Indiana. Or Indiana, actually, and just consumed a different type of media. And it's just, I know that a lot of these people can be nasty online, but even at the end of the day, Trump supporters don't want their money used on endless wars. They don't want their taxpayer dollars abused on endless wars, so they boo Lindsey Graham.
All right, thank y'all. Thank you all very much.
It's actually one of the most brutal videos out there. It's 6 minutes of pure booing Lindsey Graham because he's saying stuff like this. He says, next 2 weeks, we're going to blow the hell out of these people. Listen to Lindsey Graham.
And we're going to win. All Israel right, and the United States, you just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This okay. regime is in a death row now. It is going to be on its knees.
Even Maria Bartiromo is just shocked. She's like, I thought this was Fox News in 2026. I didn't realize we were on Fox News in 2005 in the midst of new Middle Eastern wars. She's like, holy shit, this is very intense. And Lindsey Graham is quite literally frothing at the mouth. We're going to blow the hell out of these people. We're going to blow them up. Well, not me. When I say we, I mean I'm going to be in Disney World talking about the Little Mermaid with my family. I mean other sons and daughters that I'm talking about sending to the Middle East. In this clip, he admits he likes Israel. He's Israel first.
All the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, I don't believe... Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. They're the best ally we could hope for. So we have a commander-in-chief.
That's a real convincing argument for my generation and for the American people that we should all just be with Israel. This is Israel's war that we're fighting. The reports are that as we're planning on going boots on the ground, Israel is planning on not doing that. But let's read this article. Bloodthirsty senator busted lying about trip to Disney World. Lindsey Graham's work trip accessories included a Little Mermaid bubble wand. Congress's most bloodthirsty war hawk took time away from defending Donald Trump's conflict with Iran to have breakfast with Mickey Mouse. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, a staunch supporter of the Middle East conflict that was never formally authorized by Congress. Again, he is a cuck. He is a huge cuck. I issued that warning at the beginning because I wanted to talk more about how much of a cuck he was, but I forgot because he's just such a warmonger as well. He was photographed spending time at Walt Disney World over the weekend. Graham, however, said he was in Florida on business and merely made a pit stop at the Vacation Kingdom to, quote, meet friends after being spotted. Who is your friend, the Little Mermaid? Is that why he needed a Little Mermaid wand? But new photos obtained by TMZ show the 70-year-old lawmaker who has no children and who has never been married, strolling through the Magic Kingdom, clutching the Little Mermaid-themed bubble wand. Lindsey Graham, what are you doing, huh? Witnesses, I didn't know he had no children and had never been married. I thought this sort of gay stuff was just a rumor that people used to poke fun at him. I never really engaged in it much. I mean, he has shit policy. I just talk about that more. But why does he have a Little Mermaid wand if he doesn't even have, like, grandkids? I kind of assumed he was there with his grandkids, no? To continue, witnesses told TMZ that the South Carolina senator was holding the $40 wand for a little girl while she was in the bathroom. Nah, this is weird. Before that, photos released Sunday by the outlet show Graham pouring himself a cup of coffee while an employee in a Minnie Mouse costume meets a family to his left. Another image depicts the senator waiting in the buffet line. Graham brushed off the brunch photos in a statement to the outlet that read, quote, I was invited to a meeting in South Florida on Friday with Trump official Steve Witkoff to talk about the possibility of normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel. You do this at Disney World? It sounds like he's talking about the normalization between Mickey Mouse and Goofy. I went to Orlando to meet friends after. I'm already back in South Carolina. The Daily Beast has reached out to Graham for clarification on the newly released photos of him inside the park, seemingly playing tourist as war rages in the Middle East and the longest government shutdown in the United States history continues. He is continually thirsting over more wars. Oh, I forgot to play this clip where he's asking for another war with Cuba.
I'm not looking for a fair fight. If we get in a fight, I want to win it. I want to win it quick. I'm in Miami. You see this hat? Free Cuba. Stay tuned. Yeah. The liberation of Cuba is upon us. It's just a matter of time now. You see this hat? Make Iran great. President Trump said the only way to make Iran great is for the people to take over. We're marching through the world. We're cleaning out the bad guys. We're going to have relationships with new...
Dude, Trump ran on no new wars, and instead, the MAGA fan base, the American people, got Lindsey Graham's most sick, twisted, wet dream. Lindsey Graham is loving every single second of this, and he's doing his Fox News hits, just frothing at the mouth, drooling over the rampage that Trump and Marco Rubio are going on. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help the Gen Z media company get to 2 million followers. I love you all. Peace out.